We invested about $50 million to expand our capacity, particularly in Kumasi, but some of it also went into our brewery in Achimota to bring in new processes, new technology, and also to build capability of our people. We are very interested, and our strategy is also aligning with you all, Mr. President, particularly in the area of plenty for jobs and food, because we are using local raw materials that is sourced here for our production process. And we made a key decision about 5 years ago to go into this. And about 4 years ago, we're using just about 12% of our total input were sourced locally. Today, Mr. President, we are at about 48%. Our vision is by 2020 to be able to increase that to 80%. Over the past 1 year, we've invested heavily in supporting sorghum growing in terms of helping farmers to pre-finance the seeds, helping them and supporting them to, you know, secure fertilizer. You know, having the right resources in place to train them in terms of, you know, planting skills and farming methods that will help to improve the yield of their produce. And we also provided the ready market to take the seeds off them once they were harvested. We have also been using cassava as well. Our top quality beer brand called Root. It's a cassava, it's made out of cassava. And we work very closely with government and with the Ayesu plant, Ayesu cassava plant, to be able to source cassava. We use maize as well. So if we put all this together, Mr. President, it's amounting to about 48% of our total input. We believe that has been significant progress considering where we were about 4 years ago, but we're not satisfied yet. We want to be able to take that to 80%. We believe that at this point in time, based on all we're doing with locally sourced local raw materials, we're impacting over 16,000 farmers and their families based on the data that we have. And we want to continue to expand that in the years ahead. We also started exporting to neighboring countries because as Diageo, we believe that we have a fantastic set of facilities in Ghana that we can use not just for the internal market, but to export to neighboring countries. As I speak, Mr. President, we're exporting already to Cote d'Ivoire, to Sierra Leone, Burkina Faso, and Togo. And over the next couple of months, we're looking forward to being able to expand this even further. We have two requests, Mr. President. One is how we can work together. We're very keen to work with you, Mr. President, and your government in terms of how do we widen the tax net to cover the informal sector and also the untaxed formal sector. That way we can create a level playing ground for all players. At the moment it's not quite like that. And therefore that does put us at a disadvantage as major investors in the country. And it's not just about creating that level playing ground, but it's also to ensure that government is able to access more revenues. The second request from us, Mr. President, is around the incentive granted, some form of concession that the government graciously granted the industry to encourage use of local raw materials. This was a four-tier ban, which basically reward or, you know, create some concessions based on the percentage of locally sourced input goes into our production. For example, if you use local sources up to about 30%, you get some relief on your excise payment. If it goes up to 50%, you get another. Over the past couple of months, that has been reduced. What it does to, you know, major investors like us is, even as I said, in total, we are using 48%. of locally sourced materials in our products, we are not able to use that for every of our brands. As we do need to, for some of our brands, we do need to do research and development, and we do need to introduce locally sourced materials. You know, first of all, you start at a very small level and then see how it works, build the capability to be able to do that, because we require further investment to make this possible. But having removed the first tier, now making it the three tier, kind of creates some restriction in our ability to be able to use it for all our brands. Our vision is to be able to use it for every one of our brands. We currently have close to 20 different brands and SKUs. The second request, which is within that first one, is around, it's two in one, your Mr. President. it's related, Mr. President. The concession on excise duty that is related to use of local raw materials at the moment is a standalone concession. It is not a law. So our request is, can that become a law? The reason why we are saying this is it helps long-term planning. When I go back to my principal and I say, I want to continue to